Hi, I'm Mark Gagne, a technical evangelist with Microsoft focusing on enabling everyone, including individuals, to startups and enterprises to succeed on Microsoft Azure. In this first of a Getting Started on Azure video series, I'll provide an overview of the Azure portal, your central hub for creating, deploying, and managing your web apps, APIs, virtual machines, and other services. We'll cover basics of navigation and the key elements of the portal, including the dashboard, marketplace, and resources. Let's get started by navigating to the Azure portal at portal.azure.com. After logging in to the Azure portal, you'll see the default dashboard view. The dashboard is your start screen showing you the important information on your Azure services. Wherever you are in the portal, you can always navigate back to the dashboard by clicking on the blue Microsoft Azure header in the upper left. It is your home button. Or you can select the dropdown in the Microsoft Azure header to navigate to other key areas of the portal. Dashboards are yours to customize. You can customize or create a new dashboard to show only what you want to see when you log in. Use the New Dashboard and Edit Dashboard links next to the dashboard name to do so. Add tiles to your dashboard by dragging a tile from the tile gallery to your dashboard, or by searching for a resource group in the dropdown, or by clicking the Pin button from within a detailed resource screen. Resize a tile by selecting and right-clicking it and then selecting from the available choices. When you're done customizing, click the Done Customizing button. Your default dashboard will always be the last one you viewed from the dashboard dropdown list. For your convenience, the dashboard is also shareable and can be cloned. In the left navigation of the portal, you will find quick links to resource groups and a list of services. Clicking one, such as virtual machines, will display the related resources you have subscribed to. From here, you can drill into the resource to view details and make any adjustments. If you want to add or remove services from the left nav display, click the More Services option at the bottom of the list. A vertical screen called a blade pops out and displays the services. You'll see this navigational element throughout the portal. In this blade, use the scroll bar or type in the filter box to find the service you're looking for. Select the star next to the service, such as Application Gateways, to add or remove it from the left navigation. While the dashboard helps you access your existing resources, you can use the Azure Marketplace to deploy new resources quickly and easily. It offers thousands of certified, open-source software applications and developer services. You can navigate to the Marketplace in several ways by either clicking the New button or clicking the Marketplace tile on your dashboard. Both have similar results. We'll review the New button method. First, click the New button to view a list of all services, apps, and deployable resource categories. Once you select a category, a secondary Featured Apps blade displays. You can select a featured app or select the See All link at the top right of the blade to view additional options. If you're unsure which category your service or app falls under, but know what it's called, you can type the name in the search box. To create and start configuring a resource, simply click on an app to uncover the app details. For reference, in the top bar, you can always see the path you've taken to get to the current blade. This concludes our brief overview of the Azure portal. I hope you learned a little bit about how to navigate and about the components of the Azure portal. Be sure to check out the other videos in this series, each taking a deeper dive into specific topics such as resource groups, storage accounts, virtual networks, and virtual machines. Thank you for watching this video.